Today, July 14th, a number of cannabis farms and homesteads in southern Humboldt were visited by the Howard Buffett Foundation-funded Black Helicopter, used by the Humboldt Sheriff's Office for marijuana enforcement. Homesteads visited included Alpenglow Farms, where the helicopter hovered for around 3 minutes, likely taking photos of the DCC-licensed and compliant grow operation. According to reports, locations around southern Humboldt were first visited at about 9 a.m. We also know this because the helicopter, tail number H487HB, turns off public aircraft tracking that is widely available on apps and websites if it's conducting enforcement activity. When that tracking was first turned off this morning, the helicopter was between Benbow and Garberville. Reports flooded in east of Garberville, extending out to Pratt Mountain and the area around Alder Point Road and Dyerville Loop Road. Much of the enforcement focused on the upper Benbow area, where multiple sites were visited. By 10:42 a.m., the helicopter landed in Ukiah, but the enforcement activity was not over. It was merely a refueling stop. By 11:21 a.m., the privately funded helicopter, in use by the Humboldt Sheriff's Office, was back in the air and turned off public tracking quickly after departing the Ukiah Airport, which meant enforcement activity was ongoing. The helicopter was then spotted again in the skies above Benbow and headed back towards Alder Point Road above Garberville, with a video posted to social media of the afternoon enforcement run by Ridgeline Farms. Similar to the morning enforcement, the helicopter went over homesteads in southern Humboldt for a couple hours. It was spotted as far north as Myers Flat, where it turned around and headed back in a southeastern direction over Salmon Creek and Miranda. By 2:03 p.m., it returned to Ukiah, and cannabis enforcement activity via the Howard Buffett Foundation-funded helicopter by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office ended for the day. As previously reported, the helicopter is funded via the Howard Buffett Foundation by the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, also known as the NCCSC. The registered nonprofit has Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel as its president, and other staff, including public relations staff, work for the Sheriff's Department. The NCCSC website states on its about page, quote, "The NorCal Coalition is a united effort to combat human trafficking and organized crime across Northern California," end quote. Yet the coalition's entire effort focuses solely on cannabis farms and not human trafficking perpetrated by other industries across Humboldt County and the five Northern California counties it reportedly works with. Interestingly, and spread today via reporting by Ryan Burns of the Lost Coast Outpost, Sheriff Hansel was not in Humboldt County during the enforcement activity. The Humboldt County Sheriff is in Arlington, Virginia, to voluntarily testify for the states of Nebraska, Indiana, and Idaho against the rescheduling of cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 based on the DEA drug classification system. Ryan Burns reportedly reached out to the Humboldt Sheriff's Office on Hansel's testimony, but was refused comment and could not get further clarifications on Hansel's lobbying and who paid for the trip to the East Coast. Based on a publicly released Department of Justice pre-hearing statement, Hansel is expected to declare that, quote, "based on his experience, he believes that legalization and changes in marijuana laws contributed to a significant expansion of the illicit marijuana market rather than its elimination," and that, quote, "many grow sites are located on large, remote parcels ranging from 40 to 160 acres, often behind locked gates, with limited access, poor communications, and no cellular service. As a result, violent crime occurring on such properties may go unreported." He will also testify that gunfire is common in some cultivation areas and that authorities may never learn of many crimes occurring there, end quote. Begs the question, is Sheriff Hansel truly concerned about human trafficking, or does he have a long-term axe to grind against the entire cannabis marketplace, including growers in the county he serves? KMUD News would like to know more about the Humboldt Sheriff's marijuana enforcement activities. If you are a grower in Humboldt County and have the Black Marijuana Enforcement Helicopter go over your property, we ask that you please send an email to news@kmud.org or contact us at KMUD News on social media. We are looking for GPS coordinates, photos, videos, and the times that the helicopter was visible. All specific location information provided to us will stay fully confidential and is protected by multiple state and federal laws, protecting the anonymous sources of news outlets. Again, to let us know about further cannabis enforcement activity via helicopter, please send a message to news@kmud.org or contact us on social media @kmudnews. Our aim is to create a regional response network that can quickly relay the helicopter's whereabouts to the entire community. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.